One, two, three. Rhode Island.
Connecticut.
New York.
Oh my god.
Go. Zero.
Is it positive number?
Positive, bro.
Yo! Bro, wait, what?
Yo! Yo! Hey, guys. Welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host, Jason Kim.
Yes, sir.
Joel with my brother, Paulie.
What's going on, everybody?
And on my left, we got Megan Yu.
Hello.
And then on my left again, we got Jennifer Lee.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, man? It hasn't been too long since I saw y'all.
Not really.
Yeah.
But we back with another one.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple things this past weekend that I didn't say, but dude, have you guys gone to Little Tokyo at all recently in LA?
Oh, I have, yeah.
No.
Dude. Yeah. No, not at all recently.
I haven't recently.
I don't know. I haven't gone in a minute, right? But I went this past weekend. Dude, that shit's always so fun, bro.
Really?
Like, I realized, like, it's always a great... I think it's a great date. Great
bro,
date.
Bro, it's, like, so small, though.
It is.
It's like that literal, like, that the one...
Street. Yeah, one street. Yeah. It basically is, but there's a lot of, like, good Asian food that I think is pretty authentic. Sure, and then you just, like, walk around. There's these, like, little stalls and shit. And if you're with a girl as a guy... Yeah. The girl would like a lot of the things that are like all those little doohickeys, you know what I'm talking about? Smiskies and shit.
No, you
like
go
that.
In, it's literally like a plushie store.
Every corner, too.
That's my favorite spot in LA. I like it there.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. And right by there, this place called Millet Crepe. I don't know if y'all tried.
Oh, I went to that exact same place.
Yes, Millet Crepe.
Is it the creme brulee?
Yes, bro. Creme brulee crepe, bro. It's like a cone.
I got the strawberry cheesecake one.
Dude, it's fire though, right? Dude, yeah, that spot's fire, bro. But
oh my gosh, I gotta go.
Yeah, no, you should definitely it's check really it out, good. Especially with some friends. Like, I think it's a cool little one day thing. Okay. Get nice pics too. Like, got hella nice pics.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Oh, so that's what you did this past weekend?
Yeah. I just took some pics and shit. Yeah. And then, dude, this whole weekend, too, I was literally with Emily every day because her roommates, like, dipped to the Bay.
Yeah.
And, like, I haven't been with her that many days in a row in so long.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, feels so nice, bro.
Oh, huh? Really?
Yeah, dude.
That's so cute.
Felt so good. Like, I was like, damn, bro. And then we started watching the new show, like, because I always wanted her to watch this show. It's my favorite show of all time.
Yeah.
Prison Break, right? And it just came onto Netflix.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, so just because I was with her for all these days, I forced her to watch that thing.
Right,
she's locked in now, bro.
Oh, yeah?
That's one of the top-tier feelings, bro. You put someone on the show, and they're invested.
Feeling.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But I highly recommend Prison Break to you guys, too, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it now.
So I saw it came out on there, yeah.
Also, really good. I feel like I know what you mean, because I put my roommate onto Suits.
And it feels hella
good,
bro.
I'm like, I hear it watching.
Yeah. And then they start asking you, like, yo, did you see this, and that?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
No, bro. That's me with, like, AOT.
Yeah.
And I love
Suits,
just, like...
Suits is goated.
Suits is
AOT
goated.
AOT was good, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro.
Dude, check out Prison, bro.
You
Prison
watch anime?
Huh? No, I just watched that one. Because that's, like, the most popular one, for real.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, so I watched that one.
Everyone was watching that, for real.
But, like, you're cool with, like, watching that shit again, bro?
Yeah, that's how good it is.
Because, like, that shit's long, no?
Super long. And I've actually watched, like, all the seasons, too. And there's, like, four or five of them.
Yeah,
but as long as you watch season one, like... I think you'll enjoy the show, bro.
Oh, like, you're hooked after season one?
You're hooked, bro. You're hooked.
Are they, like, trying to escape prison?
They are, but basically, like, for me, it was so, like, good at the time, because that was right when my dad shit happened, right? all these shows, bro.
What you trying
to... No, I'm not trying to escape. I'm not trying to escape or nothing. But all these shows, bro, like, I see them, like, picture jail and show, like, what jail looks like and shit.
Oh, yeah,
but they're all so fake. But this was the first show. I was like, bro, this looks exactly how it is when I visit.
Oh, really?
It looks exactly the same.
It's actually, like, realistic.
Right. So I was like, it's realistic, you know? And at the time, I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, it's cool seeing that. And I'm like, I go visit. It looks the same. So, shit like that.
Try to imagine how to break out.
Yeah. But that guy's so sick in that movie, bro. He tats, like, actually, I don't know if I should spoil it, but.
Yeah, I know that, too, actually.
Yeah,
he tats the map.
He tats the map on his body in, like, a hidden image. So once he goes to jail, like, he has the map on him. So he could, like, get his brother out, because his brother got framed.
Wait, can you not say it all? Because I want to watch it.
I'm just going to make you guys watch it, because now you're a little interested.
I was already going to
watch it.
I was already going to watch it, too.
Oh,
yeah.
my bad. I didn't spoil too much. That's, like, right. They tell you that right away.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, right away. Yeah.
The first episode?
First episode, like, first 20 minutes.
Mm. Yeah. Guys, I'm, like, my creative levels juices are gone.
Why?
I make, like, 5 TikToks a week.
Oh. You like, know what's crazy?
Three for my other one.
I saw your TikTok come up on my FYP for that
That's
page.
That's so
bro.
Good. That's so good. That's literally what I need.
Five essentials, the ring to a ring.
Yeah. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't bro. See
oh, I didn't see
I
that one.
Yeah.
Because I have to make like stuff for brownies and lemonade and.
Wait, are you cool with saying that now?
Yeah. I can say that. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so you posted, you started posting for BNL now?
Yeah. No, it's cool because like I have the login and password for it. So it's But oh my God, my creative like juices are dead. I can't think of anything to make like videos.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez. Like it's like I'm like going through this like creative block and I have to make so many a week. And like I have to film it, edit it, make capture all of it. So it's just like straining on my brain.
How many do you have to make for brownies?
Brownies I have to make Monday and Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not crazy.
Yeah. It's not bad. Yeah, that one I'm okay with, but my other job, like, it's so like, I don't know. It's hard to think.
Oh, the dentist one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's probably
it's
harder.
It's hard. Yeah. And like the videos I do want to make, like let's say like it's a setup for like a root canal or something, you know, I can't even like post. Yeah, I can't even post the video on TikTok sometimes because it might get like restricted because of like the tools and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just honestly like so much, my brain is burnt out.
How's the brownies though? Is it doing well?
Well, it's like a new concept we're starting now. Right. We're like really like jump starting. Like we have three other people and we have certain days that we post on too.
That's what I'm
saying. And then it's cool cause we have like weekly meetings and we like, you know, catch up and whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad that I'm working with a company that I love so much. I don't care what I do, you know? Like
it looks like a new page. Like, I was checking it out. Mm-hmm. It's like a new TikTok.
It's like a media page.
It's like, it's like their new, like, thing they're trying to do, I think. So all the videos are very, like first person, like how Megan would film just, like, selfie mode, you know, just talking to the camera. A lot of, like, that style.
Because, like, the main one is, like, the main Instagram is, like, all their actual videos, you know? Yeah. But us is, like, it's just...
Yeah.
Some other
So it's not even like too many followers on that page, huh?
No.
Oh, okay, okay. Have you met Nock or ISO yet?
No.
No? Are you going to ever? Or like, what's up
with
that?
I think so. I mean, they said like whenever they have events, if I want to go to them, they'll just give me tickets for it. So.
But it's like a GA ticket, huh? Or like they'll give you some.
No, it might be good, bro.
Might be a VIP
working
maybe.
For the
company?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's dope, though. That's dope.
I'll have to repost it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like your repost.
That does help a lot, though.
Yeah, I think.
Repost.
Does it with views? Does it actually help?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Especially if it's like a new account like that doesn't have followers.
Oh,
it just gets it out so much faster. And
yeah, because it's actually connecting it to people.
Right. Like, dude, she did that for her other job, right? And I was like, bro, your business is like literally owes her because she's getting like 10,000 views easily on like videos that like people normally get zero, but just because like she's in it.
Yeah, bro,
your company low key like owes you, bro. Like, yeah. It's nice being on a podcast, you know, having some following already.
And then, like, trying to come up with questions for the damn pod, bro. Like, this is too much.
Dude, you just gotta,
my brain is
at
burnt
night,
out.
Just partake in some. And
I
then
was
dude,
just
about
to. I do.
Bro.
That's how I come up with.
Yeah, bro.
Dude,
it's
no, but
as that.
It's hard when there's, like, pressure.
Yeah.
Really? You feel pressure, though?
Well, no, not
I mean,
pressure,
like,
but.
I feel like it's,
oh,
like,
for the jobs and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, for the
yeah,
job.
Yeah,
because you gotta make sure it, like, is good.
Right.
The actual job, you know, and, like.
Yeah.
They're like.
Yeah, I was literally gonna recommend that too.
Oh really?
Yeah,
dude, it's funny because like actually this weekend I was in South Coast eating a Marugame udon and the girl right in front just kept like literally staring at me, bro, like just directly over the shoulder. Finally after like 10 minutes she's like, okay, the reason I was staring at you is because like, are you part of a podcast, right? And then she asked like, how do you think of your questions? And I always am like curious, like should I say the truthful answer? Like I was just up at night, hit the Benjamin a couple times, and you know it came to me.
Yeah, but why not?
I don't know. I always just say I don't know. We just think of it somehow. I don't know. Yeah. But what'd you guys do?
Dude, I didn't do shit. But dude, I'm going to New York.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to New York in September. I just fucking bought the flights right now, bro.
Really?
Yeah, the homeboy's been out there for like a year now, and like. He's been wanting us to come out there for a minute.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, like, that's a fucking trip. You
it
know
is.
What I mean?
It is.
But, like, dude, yeah, we're locked, bro.
Damn.
Avengers assembling in New York.
Damn.
Yeah.
Avengers?
Yeah. We got eight dudes come in. We got Tim Kang coming.
No.
Yeah.
Way.
Tim
what
Kang
the hell?
Coming. Yeah. Yeah. We about to get
all
crazy.
The way from VA?
Yeah.
What the
we
hell?
About to get brazy, man, in New
Damn,
York.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're going, bro.
Yeah, I mean, dude, the flight was like super cheap too. It was it was like 200.
Okay, okay.
Round trip.
That's so bad.
You just host the solo club night, bro. On God.
Solo at Dan?
Yeah, bro. Like, why not?
I don't know about that.
Oh, really?
I mean, he could just say he's gonna be there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna go there.
People would like might as well get a little money off of it.
Oh, I don't know if they would pay me. Just really? Just me pulling up there?
Hey, man, who knows, bro?
I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, man. You'd be surprised, bro.
I'm not even a girl either. So, like,
you'll be surprised, I'm just like, bro. You know. You just got to market yourself. Be confident. You can do it, bro. Trust, bro. Trust. I guarantee you could get a little something.
Yeah, maybe like a little table reservation. Oh, yeah, that's but like I still probably got to pay.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
You we'll know what I mean? But
that sounds
that's
fun.
Lit, though. Yeah, that's lit.
Yeah.
Might be. Is it cold in September? No, right? Not yet.
Fuck no.
Nah,
it's
gonna
bro. Be so hot.
My boy said it was like super hot out there.
Humid
right
and
now.
Shit?
Yeah.
It's going to be hot till like October. It's always hot till like mid-October.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
I'm what about going you? To Hawaii next week.
Yeah. Oh, that's next week already?
Yeah.
Oh,
are you going with again?
These two girls. It's for this girl Annie's birthday.
Oh yeah.
Shit. How long? How many days?
5 days.
5 days.
Yeah, five
damn.
Days.
That's a good
I think that's
time.
Like the perfect amount of time.
Yeah.
Any more is too long. Yeah.
Do you know where you're staying? Like, are you staying in Oahu or?
Yeah, Oahu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything planned or like just?
I think
free?
I'm just gonna chill, but also like I really want to go jet skiing.
Oh,
got to do that.
That'd be lit. That'd be lit.
No, yeah, and like we were looking up like this ATV tour. Uh-huh.
Oh.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, y'all trying to be outside?
No, yeah. We're trying to do like nature shit.
Right. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
You should do that one hike that everyone does in Hawaii.
Yeah, probably.
The volcano one?
Yeah.
The Diamond Head?
Yeah, yeah. You got to get the tickets, though.
Oh, you do?
You do
yeah,
now because it's too popular.
It. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's dude.
That's
yeah.
So fucked.
Oh, my God. Crazy. Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, I'm trying to get to that level, bro. What? Like where your birthdays are in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
lit.
I mean? Like, that's crazy,
lit.
Bro.
Yeah.
It's not too far away, honestly, bro. In like 5 years, bro. Like, we should be like.
Is it just a bunch of girls going or what?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, just
that's
a girls cool. trip to fucking
yeah,
high.
That's lit.
Yeah.
It's like your boys' trip to New York. Same shit.
Yeah,
it's going to be just as expensive. Yeah. New York is so expensive.
Bro, yeah, bro. Last time I went to New York, bro, I was eating, you know, like goat and shit. You know goat?
Oh,
it's
I heard
like
of that
Michelin
place.
Michelin star K barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing that this time.
Hella marbled and shit. Like
Yeah, bro. Oh, dropping damn. Like way too much on one meal, bro.
You went there?
Yeah, we went there, bro. We went to this place called Balthazar, bro.
Never heard of it.
Fucking slurping on an escargot, my G. Like, you know, snails and shit?
Yeah, bro.
I don't know what we was doing, but.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
I want to try escargot.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for the food.
Dude, Hawaii food is so insane.
So
yeah.
Good.
Like
poke?
What? Though? Like the poke.
Ooh, the poke, right?
Poke, yeah.
But
yeah.
Also like the shaved ice.
Oh, yes.
Island vintage coffee. Vintage island coffee.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's really popular.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking
about. Jenny's shrimp truck.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That
one's
better.
That's a mandatory.
Oh, yeah.
I have a whole list.
Leonard's Bakery. That's crazy.
Tourist things.
Yeah. That's fun,
apologies
though. I think Hawaii's one of the best spots.
I know, dude.
It really is.
And it's like summertime.
Yeah. Especially if you're the vacationer where it's like free, chill, like nothing too planned.
Yeah.
You just walk around Hawaii, bro.
Dude,
next thing
just
you know,
vibe.
You're yeah,
yeah,
you're vibing, bro.
No, literally.
It's lit. It's lit.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'm my itinerary girl. I like having an itinerary.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys like that, too?
No, I'm very good with the flow. I don't like having, like, too much
planned. Right.
Yeah.
I like planning.
It feels like a business trip. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm trying to sleep in,
dude,
bro, not wake up by 8 a.m.
Yeah, it's like you feel obligated,
right,
like, to that commitment.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, though. So, you know, you can make the most out of your money or whatnot.
Yeah. But I'm somewhere like, in the middle.
Really?
Because I feel like if you're just too chill and, like,
yeah,
you just wake
by.
Up at, like, 11.
Yeah.
And you hit, like, one little shrimp truck. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like
a day
yeah,
on
yeah,
shrimp.
Yeah. So.
That's true.
Damn.
I'm somewhere in the middle, though.
Yeah.
I'm like that.
Yeah, dude. I'm trying to figure it out.
I wouldn't
right
mind.
Now, bro. It's tough, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I realized that we didn't even answer the question from fucking what we titled the last episode.
Oh,
what?
So let's answer it for real.
Right. Can I first give a quick apology for confusing you guys, for tricking you guys at home? But, you know, it's like some clickbait shit. We got to do it,
bro. We talked about it, though, a little
bit. Brief,
second. We talked about being in love with their ex, though.
We did.
I still don't know who that is, though, for real. Like,
oh, I know now.
Nah,
I know now.
Nah, I don't know.
Okay, we all know.
I would like to take this time. Good. good bring it up. I would like to take this time to clear my name. That was not me, bro.
Why you reacted like that, though?
Like what?
Like last episode, why you reacted
like
that?
Yeah, your reaction tricked me.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was
listen,
you.
Listen, you know what? I was so appalled by how, because I knew you set me up. Like, I was just so shocked that, like, you did that. And then, like, so boldly acted like it was me.
Bro, I'm just like an actor for real.
No,
like,
for real.
Wait, wasn't it an intentional setup, though? Was it? You actually set her up, or were you just like, what the fuck?
Obviously, that's my confession.
Yeah, right.
But when I thought of it, it's like, I know this is could be two people.
Oh.
Like, obviously, I didn't, like, deliberately try to set
her up. Right.
But I knew, like, you guys might be confused.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, obviously, I gotta act like it's not me.
Yeah.
It's not me.
You just admitted it, bro. You're like, obviously, that's my confession. bro.
No, because I was literally, like, so just shocked. And then I realized, I was like, damn, it does seem like me. Uh-huh. And so I think I dug myself, like, a deeper hole.
Nah, you do got to clear your name after that
I got to
people were guessing it was you and shit.
What? Dude, it's not me. If I actually felt that way, I would do something about it.
Right.
Ooh.
Right. That's crazy.
You feel me?
Hey, we do got to answer that question, though.
Yeah. So the question was, how do you guys stop thinking about your ex?
Right.
What's the best way?
See, I've never had an ex, but I just feel like this is the best way. You just got to get with someone new, bro.
Get with someone new.
Like, I know that's like the not healthy way to do it, but I feel like that might help.
Dude, that shit works.
Does it not work?
Yeah.
It does.
I agree.
Yeah. What you guys think?
No, I think that's true, bro. I think a rebound is pretty effective, bro.
It is.
I say you just be outside as much as possible.
Have fun as much as you can outside.
Like, pick up a hobby.
Yeah, true.
That's like the main thing, I think.
Jennifer can't think of an answer, bro. She's still thinking of them. What do you think?
I think. Wait, what was the question?
How do you like stop thinking about your ex?
Bro, she's gonna ask to cut this part out. She's gonna ask to cut this part.
How do you stop thinking about your ex?
No, I'm not. We can leave it in.
Okay.
Actually, I might change my mind. But okay, wait, what?
How do you stop thinking about
Jennifer!
Your ex?
Oh, she's thinking about it right now.
How do you stop thinking about your ex, dude?
Thinking about my ex.
How to stop thinking about your ex.
Wait, why are you guys laughing at me?
No, because you're thinking
you just said thinking about my ex. Like.
And it's not thinking about your ex.
Okay, sorry. I'm a little faded right now. I can't.
No,
I'm kind of slow.
It's all right. Take your time.
I know. I feel like you guys were all staring at me, so I felt weird. I think you just have to, like, do things, but you'll still think about them.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly feel like for me, like, the more I try to fight it, it comes back stronger. So, like, I just think about it.
Like, you should just embrace the fact that you are.
Yeah, embrace it. And
go through it.
Yeah, go through it. And then one day, like, you'll realize that you're not even thinking about him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So just naturally over time you think
the best. Yeah, it's natural. But I think, like, distractions are cool. But, like, I don't know. Personally, I don't get distracted that easily.
Yeah, like, mind will still be on him.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if you're with another dude?
Oh, when I'm with another dude? Sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, sometimes, like, the new guy just don't hit the same as your man.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you start to, like, compare, and you're like, damn, like, was what we had really that great?
He used to do this, but this dude's not doing shit.
Yeah. And honestly, it's really, I feel like it's pretty rare to find someone that, like, you automatically like, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, with your ex, like, you built a bunch of, like, time together, and, like, they know you in, like, a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, someone you meet for the first time.
Right.
It's not going to feel that way.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah.
I think it just relieves a little bit of, like, the, what's it called when you haven't been touched in a while?
Oh, touch
deprived?
Yeah, touch deprived shit, you know?
I'm touch deprived right now.
Me too.
What do you think, bro?
Dude, I'm not a good person to ask this.
Yeah,
bro.
I know it's tough for you as well.
To answer this, bro, because, all my exes I thought about, bro. Yeah.
So do you agree with what Jennifer said then, low-key? Like, you should just, like, embrace
You have
that
to,
shit.
Like, fully let out all your feelings, like, truly. When you're by yourself or whatever.
I feel like, bro, I think about my ex till like till they like do something that makes me angry, and then like, and then it kind of stops.
Oh, no, I see you what you're saying, I mean? Though. Yeah. You're like
my first ex. Right. I thought about her for months after, until she like got a new boyfriend, and uh-huh. then like that made me kind of angry, uh-huh. and then I stopped thinking about her.
Oh, okay.
But even my most recent ex, bro, I'm still thinking about her. So it's not. I can't even answer this for real.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Damn, bro. That's crazy though. Like what? I just noticed that you just say that so freely into the universe now.
No, but that's good because I think girls think uh-huh. that guys don't think this way.
True, that is true.
But it's real.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
It's because bro, like we didn't end like nobody cheated, like mm-hmm. nobody did something terribly wrong. Mm-hmm. Like we just ended because we were like incompatible.
Right.
So like obviously like the emotions are still there.
Right, because nothing happened.
Really. Yeah, nothing, like, happened to, like, oh, like, I got to get away from this guy, or like, I got to get away from her, like, she's bad news. Like, mm-hmm. Nothing, like, crazy like that happened, so, like,
damn.
That's why, like, I'm still thinking about her.
Damn, bro. Yeah. That's tough, bro.
Yeah.
I did see you posted some girl or something this the other day. Yeah. Yeah, was that not her? Did y'all see his story the other day?
Jennifer literally, it's funny because Jennifer literally asked me out there, like, oh, really? Who was that girl?
Dude, I didn't even we know who it is.
Yeah, she was like, oh, you're quick. Uh-huh. I was like, she don't know who it is. Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, I deadass was like, you're quick.
Yeah, thinking it's like someone else.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
No, I knew it was her.
Yeah.
I feel like it was
yeah,
hard
I was
tell.
Just like, yeah.
Did you know?
Well, no, I didn't. Didn't oh, really look didn't like her.
It did, right?
Yeah, it didn't look like her, but I was just like, okay, like, I'm guessing it's her? Yeah, goofy ass guy tells her to put that shit on for his IG story. I already know, bro. I already know she was not wearing that shit. You're like, I know the hoe's gonna be curious, bro.
Bro, she saw it in the trunk and she put it on. Bro.
Really?
Yeah, bro. I'm a, bro.
You would do that, bro.
Nah, bro. No? Nah. Okay.
Dude, low key, I thought it was another girl, and you're trying to like make her jealous. That's what I thought.
Something like that too.
I'm not that toxic.
Yeah, I knew.
Come on, now.
I know, but like, come on now. I thought that, right? But, like, I didn't look into it. Because I was just like, you know what?
I was thinking I was on the same thing.
Yeah.
Bro.
I thought I was trying to make my ex jealous by posting another girl.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, I was like, it's either that or it's her.
I didn't know it was her for real.
Yeah. It didn't look like her.
Well, I mean, like, you could only see, like, her eyes. But, right.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
What was the
how
process?
To stop thinking about your ex?
I said this last time, but I like to pretend like I'm writing them a letter and just write down everything that they did wrong to me or that I wish I told them or something. And it's very liberating. I feel like it kind of just helps get rid of extra weight on your chest. And hanging out with your friends.
Yeah.
You have to.
That definitely helps.
Like you actually have to. Like,
yeah.
Like being cooped up inside by yourself, you're just going to be really sad for a while. And yeah, you'll get out of it, but like, you know, it's kind of nice that you don't need to like start fresh if you're with your friends, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, facts. Because I do think a lot of people say like you should just be by yourself and like, you know, get a lot of self alone time after to like stop thinking about your ex. But I don't know if that's the best way.
I think when people say that, it means like don't jump into another relationship. It doesn't matter if you're hanging out with friends or not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I totally understand like you need alone time to like figure shit out. But that's like at night. You know, when you're by yourself.
Facts.
No, keeping yourself busy is good.
Yeah.
It is.
And surrounding yourself with people.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell someone that you didn't really feel a connection after the first date?
That's so hard, bro.
After a first date, that's so easy. There's nothing attached to you. Yeah, you just be like, yeah, sorry, it's not going to work out.
But sending that's so fucking hard.
Yeah, bro. Dude. For me, like, at least it is, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, yo, I didn't feel nothing.
Yeah. Like, I feel like a dick, bro.
I'm not sending that. Yeah. I'm not sending that.
I thought you guys were like, you have to send the text after instead of ghosting them.
Yeah.
We recommended that for
sure.
Yeah,
we did. We did prefer that, but it's just hard sending that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't ever send that.
Yeah. Really? Like, I prefer a ghost.
I know it's the right thing to do, but I can't do it.
Really?
Yeah. I ghost, yeah.
No, like, I remember us having this exact conversation, and I recently sent one of those, like, I actually, instead of ghosting, sent one of the it not going to work out texts. Uh-huh. And honestly, it worked out in my favor. It was so nice, but, like, I'm going to start doing that shit now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Because he respected that, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's easier for girls?
It's easier for girls, because I was going to say, bro, if a guy does that, like, low-key, a girl might get offended.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Like, it's like, fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, am I not good? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. They might start getting mad, I feel like, low key. Because yeah, girls don't hear that as
that's
often.
That's why I don't care about the ghost method, to be honest. If it's only been a couple dates, like, it's really not that deep, I feel like.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know?
I agree.
If it's the first date, yeah, it's like, right. Unless it went, like, magical, like, I really don't think that there's that big of a label behind it, to be
yeah,
honest.
Bro, facts. Yeah, bro,
even if it did, even if it was magical, I feel like it's okay.
It's okay to just have that one magical night, you know? Damn,
that's tough,
that's
though.
Crazy. Yeah. You say you have a great-ass date and then a ghost?
Dude, you know what? I feel like, for me, like, I'll take a dude on, like, the most magical night of his life and, like, never talk to him again.
Bro!
So that means, like, you're showing him a good time.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like...
But I'm not having a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm a great date.
Right. No,
totally,
no. I believe that.
I know exactly
that.
What Jennifer's talking
yeah,
about,
believe
bro.
That. So, like, this guy... The guy already likes you way more than you like
more.
Him.
Way
yeah.
more. And, like,
yeah.
I take this on this magical pony ride of a date.
No, you're putting it on for
dude,
him. Yeah. yeah.
Literally, he's kikiing.
Bro, no, dude, that's
the
how
vibes
you break
are right,
heart, bro.
But like, dude, in my head, I know, like, damn, I'm never gonna talk to this dude again.
Oh my god.
Wait, is that bad? Sorry, I don't want to get
truth. Though.
I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to get hated on for this, but it's just the truth. But like, I still want to show them a good time.
Right.
I
right.
feel like I do that if it's like I randomly meet them if I'm already drunk. You know, if I meet them and I'm drunk and I meet a fun guy, like, yeah, I'll give them a magical night too. And then goodbye.
Dude, the truth of the matter for me is if it's like one of those situations where she's having a good time and I'm not feeling her and I know I'm never going to text her again, it's hard for me to actually have a good time at all. Like, I can't even spend the rest of the date
that's
with her,
true.
Bro. I try to end it.
Unless I'm drunk, yeah.
I mean, I try to end it too, but like...
They just don't want to leave.
Exactly. No, but I think for me, for the most part, like... I'm willing to just like show them the good night till the end.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, actually.
Yeah. Because it's like, I just want them to have a good time. And like, I also want to enjoy my time. Doesn't mean I want to do it again, but I want to at least have fun while I'm there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? You know?
And then they end up like, I'm in Irvine. You know?
Yeah, dude, for sure, bro. I would do the same if I was those dudes.
Like,
what?
Who this? Yeah.
Every so time they come to Irvine, too.
No, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That's dude, crazy. I will say, though, it doesn't happen too much with guys because guys are the ones choosing the girl they want to take on a date.
True.
So
it's
like they're already excited. So right. Rarely I feel like I'm like not having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it is rare. It is rare.
Yeah, but it's also true what Paul said where it's like, I literally cannot hang out with you if I don't like you.
Yeah,
like I will get mad in my own self too.
Yeah,
dude. Whenever that happens to me and like I show it, they like that shit.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Dude, I honestly, those guys make me so mad though because I'm like, trying to get my point across,
yeah,
but they just don't fucking get it.
Yeah, and I'm like not fucking around. Yeah.
And they like it though.
Yes,
I feel like. Do you know why? Maybe
why?
Because low key, I feel like they will like your attitude, bro. Like they kind of just almost expect it from Mrs. So Juicy. It's part
bro.
Of the persona.
No, I honestly like that kind of. You're playing hard to get. Guys like that.
No, I mean.
They're playing. Dude, not
no, but I'm actually like, no,
I know, but they just can't tell. Like, they just can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
But like, I like that too. Like when a girl.
But
like,
I'm being so dead ass.
No,
and that's true though. They think I'm like kidding.
Right. Yeah, but like they just think that okay, like let me just try a couple more moves and
yeah.
then
yeah,
you know,
maybe. That's even more sad. Honestly, bro, because they think they're in still the whole time. She's not feeling it at all.
Yeah,
I guess it is what it is.
But what
is,
am I
bro.
Supposed to do? Be like, I'm not feeling you. I
no, no,
home?
No, no. I think you're totally chilling.
Yeah,
it's us all the guy for that situation.
Yeah. But honestly, I commend them for like keep following up.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't commend it.
I mean, eventually though, like I'm not saying it'll work every time, but eventually, like if you try hard enough, like you might tip over.
No, never.
For the one time again, I think.
No, I feel like it does happen a lot. Like
it
the
does
persistence
happen. Yeah.
Is works with girls.
Yeah. It does.
It does.
Yeah. It don't work on me, but it does work on certain girls.
It don't work on you, though?
Fuck no.
Okay.
That shit makes me, like, mad. Like,
dude,
actually mad.
I think that's why it works is because, like, you start to forget. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you only remember him for, like, him hitting you up.
Oh, because time has passed the first time.
But you forget the feeling.
Yeah.
And then when you hang out with him, you'll remember exactly why you never hit him up.
No,
that's
for
so
real.
True.
That's so true.
So, like, when you guys are on the date and you guys aren't fucking with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's, like, your move to get the fuck out?
I tell him I got some business to take care of.
Yeah, really? some lie you make up.
Yeah, I literally like, yeah.
But don't you feel bad though? Like you're 30 minutes in and you're already like trying, like you're making something up.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't want to waste their time. I don't want to waste my time. Like, why would I spend another 30 minutes with you when I'm never going to talk to you again? You know what I mean?
That's true. That is
like
true.
I don't want.
You
I'm not
actually have the like. You have the. If I was a girl, I could not.
No, 30, I can't. 30 minutes in, I write it out.
Yeah.
At least after until after dinner, and then I'm like, I'm tired. Like this. Yeah, tired. I go like, I'm tired. Uh-huh. Dude, like, I'll be like, I gotta get up early.
Yeah.
Dude, my heart would break.
Yeah.
My heart would break.
Bro. Yeah. I can't thug it out, bro. I really wish I could thug it out, but like you'll see it on my face. Uh-huh. I can't hide my emotions at all, especially with a guy, I feel like. Uh-huh. And like if I'm not having a good time, I'm not going to look him in the eye. And like I just feel bad too that I'm like, you know, like not reciprocating my energy as much. But like I'm really not trying to waste your time for real. You know what I mean? Like. Why would I? Why would we spend more money on more activities? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. True. That is true.
Yeah, I feel that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, like, I feel like that's hard to, like, do.
Oh, like, get out of the situation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so, like, awkward. Yeah. And it's, honestly, I hate it. And I'm willing to go through whatever it takes for me to get out of there, to be honest.
Dude, that's better than, like, fucking leaving. I've seen TikToks like that, right?
Oh, where they just dip?
They're like, I'm going to the bathroom, and they just go.
Yeah, see, I'll never do that.
Dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
At least I'll, like, make up a lie about it, you know? Like, I'll
But, like, let's say, like, he just picked you up, and mm-hmm. 20 minutes in, like, in the car ride, you realize it ain't it. But, like, you're on the way to a restaurant. Like, what are you doing?
I'm texting my friend to tell me to call me. If it's that bad. But I've never gotten to a point where it's like on our way to dinner, you know? And that's why I also never have the guy pick me up on the first date, right, because I'm not getting trapped in a car.
I remember.
But you're always on the way to something though.
Yeah, that's fine.
So like, are you going to do that? Whatever you're planning to do, are you going to do it, or are you going to like dip before you even do that?
I feel like normally the first day is never anything extravagant unless I like the dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like always first day is like, I'm so chill with the walk in the fucking park, bro. Like us getting ice cream, bro. I am so chill with that. Cause like if it's like some big like we're gonna go mini golf and then get crepes and then stare at the sunset.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm okay.
Yeah, bro. I will say this is so random, but when you're on those dates at night, bro, and you end up at like a playground or a park or something. Dude, I think the night always ends well.
Oh, that's the best. Yeah.
If you're on the playground, bro, somehow you like end up on the swings together or something. Next thing you know, you're like, you're starting to touch each other a bit, bro. I don't know, bro.
Next thing you know, it's like 4 a.m.
Yeah. You're like, fuck it, seaside. You're sitting up on the pier.
Popping.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Dude, have you been seeing that one dude interviewing people at seaside, bro?
Yeah.
I'm scared to go now, bro. Street interview style.
I saw that exactly.
I'm not even surprised, but.
I don't know. It's just like, bro, I don't want to be like.
Asian dude?
Huh?
Asian dude?
Yeah, Asian dude. Asian
I know
dude.
Exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Those spots are getting too hot, bro. Too hot.
Dude, their green Thai tea is too good, though.
I've never had it, actually.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so fucking good.
I'm a big orange guy. The green is a little. I don't know.
The green, you got to get the green there.
Really?
It's so good.
That's crazy.
With the ham and jalapeno.
Oh, of course.
Let's run seaside tonight type shit.
Oh, I'm down.
I got work tomorrow.
I got work tomorrow too.
What time?
6.
Oh, that is early. Shit, bro.
Tight shit. I'm still down. You ain't down.
No, we're going this weekend.
Yeah.
We're going to hang out this weekend.
If we go to the beach, we'll be right there.
Yeah, can we go to the beach, you guys?
Dude, I don't know about the beach. Like, we're just going to lay down. Like, you know what I mean?
No, like, I want to do some happy, fun, wholesome activities.
No, I'm down for that. But the beach is just like, literally, we're just tanning.
No, you go in the water. And you go to the tide pools. You know,
I'm down to go on like a hike, bro. It's like the weirdest thing. Ooh,
let's do it.
For and shit. Like,
that's I'm down.
What it'll be. Yeah. Like a morning hike at some brunch.
I'm down. Mimosa.
I mean, I'm down. I'm open. Sure.
Mimosa.
I'm also down to get fucked up, but you know, that's just me though.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go out then.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Let's go to Pocha or some shit, bro.
Okay.
I don't want to go to a club, bro.
No club. Yeah, I'm not saying club.
Yeah, I'm down for
Pocha. Let's go to brewery.
No, or let's
brewery,
go.
I'm down.
Let's hit Mizuquan.
I'm down for that. Bro.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Buena Park. Stores? Yeah, Buena Park.
It's just like a pocha, yeah. But it's not as lit as. It's not infamous. That. It's not that
lit. Yeah, it's not that lit. It's just like the.
It's just like a fun vibe.
Yeah, it's just like whatever. Yeah.
You trying to go LA with it?
Nah, we can go to Mizuquan.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go to the next question now. Yeah. But what recent life event has like shaped you guys the most, or like changed the way you guys think about certain things?
I know.
What?
Moving out.
Really?
Yes.
How did it change you?
It honestly made me like mature in so fast in a year.
What in particular?
Would you say?
Yeah.
I would say just like learning how to take care of myself, and also I would say you just get like a bunch of responsibilities.
True. Yeah.
Did you live at home all of college?
No, I lived in a dorm. But it's different.
Yeah.
Dorms like kind of set up for you.
Yeah.
Moving out is like truly you're on your own.
Yeah. I love living on my own. I loved moving out. To be honest.
Nah, living on your own's the best.
No, it's nice.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. But I'm definitely like navigating it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Learning still as you go too, I'm guessing. Yeah. No, for sure.
I think a life changing moment maybe, I think mine was like post college. Like honestly, this like last 6 months has been a big journey of like trying to figure out like my career, figuring out like who are friends in my life that I, you know, care about and like want in my life. And it kind of also helped me like switch my mindset with relationships in a certain way, because in college, honestly, it was like very accessible. Like I have a pool of people with me 24/7, you know.
Right.
But now that like I'm out of college, like I'm really like now like locking down and like trying to figure out what I do like, what I don't like, and I'm really excited to be selfish in my next relationship, you know, and like actually voice my opinions about things, because I never really did that before.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this moment has really like opened up my eyes to see like what people truly act like, you know, in a certain way.
No, I feel that. Why'd that just start though, like randomly 6 months ago? Like, was there something that made you like decide, you know, like fuck?
I think college, like there was like a blanket of happiness and safety in a way, because like, you know, I'm always gonna have events to go to. I had roommates too, like, you know, so it was never really like a dull moment where I'm just like really sitting alone for like a week straight. I'm just by myself, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's moving back home and stuff like that then, especially. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that. No, I was gonna say for me, bro, like kind of more sillier than that, but like recently when I started living with my most recent roommate in college named Matt, like for the last like year or 2 years, right, like it made me like stop liking like, or like it made me like ashamed of hookup culture. And I realized that kind of started a lot of changes in my life, bro. Because
what, Matt was judging you?
Well, low key. Because back then, like before that, like none of my boys lived with me, right? So I could bring however many girls, whatever time.
No one would know.
No one would know or care. But then like now, it's like one of my closest homies, right? And I'm like, yo, like I'm bringing this girl. Every girl that comes, he's meeting, he could like judge whatever, her looks or whatever. He could be like, yo, like what were you doing tonight, bro? Or like, you know, there's just so many like uncomfortable things that came out of that when I would bring someone over.
Mm-hmm.
That
really?
I started to be, started to be like, yo, like why am I even like doing this, bro?
Wow, I feel like that's really hard for a guy to come to it.
Yeah, because I was about to say like, yo, if you're bringing home girls every night,
right.
I'm just like, yo, happy for the boy,
right?
You
know, right,
I mean?
Right,
I'm not like judging you, like, yo,
right,
yeah, yeah,
like,
how
yeah,
many, how often?
Well, I mean, I don't know how often. I don't know how often, but all I know is that
like Matt is the relationship type.
Yeah. Like my relationship with him is more not on some like judging shit, but very just like honest, like, yo, like, oh, like, why are you doing this, dog? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you said you was talking to this girl and you're doing all these other side quests, bro, you know? And I'm like, fuck, you're right,
side
bro.
Side quests.
You know what
crazy.
I mean? Yeah,
I can just see Matt, like, he, like, in the morning, he's, like, he's, like, waiting for you.
Yeah, he's like, literally, like, pro. Like,
he's, like, sitting on the couch, waiting for you to come out.
Dude, yeah, it's not it, bro. It was not it, bro. Yeah. Because it was most of the time at night, too. So I had to be like, yo, can you just be in the living room and watch some Netflix real quick? Because mine and his rooms were connected.
Oh, yeah. Does he hear?
Yes, yeah, so you can hear because it's literally next door, bro. It's blocked by a closet, like this fake closet we put up to separate the room. So, yeah, dude, that was one thing that really made me like a little bit less off the hookup
That's
culture.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. But definitely post-grad, but like... You said like a recent moment that's changed my...
Like something that the way you think about certain things, or like changed maybe like the way you go about certain things in your life, or, you know, something like that.
Fuck, I gotta think more, bro.
Okay, no, you're good. Do you guys have anything else you could think, or not really?
Living with my parents,
uh-huh.
It's difficult, definitely. But like I've learned to like love it so much.
Oh, and before
like,
you didn't?
Yeah, before I didn't. Honestly, like, especially when I was in college, like, I wouldn't come home for, like, 4 months. I'm, like, 20 minutes away. I still wouldn't come home.
Yeah.
But now, like, I like spend the whole day with them sometimes, and like it's just, I don't know, I'm like growing to really appreciate my relationship with my parents and my brother. Now that I'm getting, I think that's like an older thing, mm-hmm. you know, as you get older, but like I'm really appreciating it a lot more.
For sure. That's good. No, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah. If you're still thinking, I got another one, bro.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is another situation in college, like towards my last year. I remember, like, I was like, I really liked this girl, but it was like a short term thing, right? It was like a 2 week affair, right? But I remember towards the end of it, like, we did the business, and after she told me she felt uncomfortable about how everything went about, basically, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then after that, bro, that was also another big thing where it changed the way, like, I approached girls and just, like, went about the whole relationship. But even girls I don't know like that, dog, mm-hmm. like, honestly, because I was, like, scared low key, because it was one of those where, like, I genuinely felt like I was, like, treating her so well, mm-hmm. and just to even hear something like that, I was like, oh shit, you know, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. like after that, bro, I was just like always like, yo, like make sure everything, like, yo, can I fucking hold your hand, bro, you know, like you know, like not really like that, but basically like that, mm-hmm. so yeah, that was like another one of those things. It definitely made me pretty worried.
You know what's funny, like I love, like I, it's like so funny to like grow up, mm-hmm. like get older, because like I hear, like, my friends, like, siblings, they're just going into college or they're just going into high school or something, and they're going through, like, some major canon event that happens with every kid that grows up. Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy to think that, like, actually every kid goes through this. Like, you know, your first heartbreak, like, truly molds you to be able to, like, figure out guys in the future or girls, you know? Right. And, like, I really appreciate, like, growing up and being able to, like, tell my friends, like, oh, well, that's a canon event. It's going to happen. You know, yeah. It's like such a terrible, like in the moment for yourself, at if you're going through that canon event moment, it's like the most detrimenting, like you think life is over, but it's so not the truth. And mm-hmm. it's like, it's kind of fun to be able to like appreciate like growing up kind of way.
Yeah, it is crazy. Mm-hmm. It is. Feeling things for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. How much do you think this podcast has changed you as a person?
Just the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, honestly, at this point, bro, like, I feel like a little less. Like, in the beginning, I think I changed a little more doing the podcast, because we were hearing a lot of things for the first time, and, like, now it's just, like, I'm very comfortable with everything. I'm so accustomed to this, you know?
Yeah.
So, sometimes, honestly, like, this might be bad, but I'm just, like, really yapping, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not really, like, taking everything in for as it is until after I watch the episode. I'm like, damn, like, we were talking about this. Yeah. That's when I could really, like, learn some shit. Mm. But right now, just talking like this, if I'm being real, it's hard for me to, like, learn stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or, like, change or something. But what about you guys?
Yeah.
What have we learned from the pod?
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like, I mean, we've talked about this a lot. Mm-hmm. But something I never mentioned was, like, maybe working with a team.
Okay.
Like, obviously, like, when you're working with a bigger group, mm-hmm. like, you know, I've, like, as a guy, like, I'm pretty simple. Like, I don't really plan out my shit. But, like, this was the first time in my life that I'm planning, like, shit out, like, 2 months ahead.
Right. You
know? Not saying that's a bad or good thing. Mm-hmm. Or I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's just, like, working with a group and, like, trying to, there's a lot of shit behind the scenes that, like, you know, we're not just pulling out once a week just to talk. Like, there's a lot of shit to, like, worry about and handle.
Right.
Yeah.
So, definitely what I've learned is just being more organized, planning ahead. You know, we actually do have an audience now. So, like, it just, like, there's more responsibility. Like, yeah, like, if I slack, it's not just me, like, letting myself down, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I'm letting a lot of people down, the people mm-hmm. that watch us, which mm-hmm. is like some of the things that keeps me going.
Yeah.
You know, like other things in life, you know, you tend to like procrastinate mm-hmm. and shit. But if I procrastinate like all the shit behind the scenes, then mm-hmm. like, you know, we don't get brand deals or like people like stop watching because we don't post for a couple weeks. You know what I mean? Or like.
No, that's a really good answer, actually, bro. Yeah. I agree, actually. The team shit is so true, bro. Yeah. Like navigating a team is actually pretty difficult as well, you know? So definitely learned how to like get better at dealing with some of those kind of stuff.
Yeah. And adding on to that too, it's like working with both genders, working with guys and girls.
Okay.
Because I feel like guys, you know, like if you're a guy, you hang out with guys all your life growing up. Mm-hmm. But working with a team with both girls and guys, mm-hmm. you know, girls work differently than guys. Mm-hmm. So it's always about like learning their preferences and then
that's
how
very true. Yeah.
You know, like. How it meshes the best
Right.
And I'm still trying to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mine was more like on some goofy shit, but I feel like I'm pretty good at talking to guys now.
Oh, that way.
Because of the pod?
Yeah, yeah, honestly, I feel like I've like learned a little too much and like I know way too much about guys now, you know? So I feel like also like flirting things, like I feel like I've gotten so much better looking.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like talking to a guy is so much easier now.
So who helped you the most with that?
Jennifer.
Oh, okay. You think so? Yeah.
I really think me and Jason helped you a lot with like the way guys think about stuff.
Yeah. I think 100% like combination of everything, yeah. Especially like all the little like niche little facts that I'm learning that I really didn't need to know.
Yeah.
You know, but honestly, I feel like I could like talk to any guy with confidence.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Which is like, which is kind of cool to see, like, you know, how much my yapping has progressed.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've never talked this much in my life, for real.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not much of a talker, to be honest.
That might be true. Yeah.
I'm very much like, I think. I don't say.
Yeah, you.
A lot. Like, so I think just like, also just like learning to like make sentences. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just like learning to talk, I think, is the main thing.
Wait, I wanted to ask you actually then, because I remember before when you joined again, you were worried about like the hate and how to deal with the hate. Did you get better with that at all now?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
You really don't give a fuck?
Yeah,
really? Do you I read mean, the comments still,
dude,
or no?
Okay, the only thing I care about is like the things I put out, but that's because like I'm actually like very wary because of like my job and stuff. Just because like I don't want, like, if they do see it, like they can see everything, right? But it's just like I don't want it to be now that I'm saying that stuff
some crazy like
some crazy shit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
which is why I feel like I don't really care what people say. It's more just like I'm scared of like people in the professional world seeing that side of me.
Okay. Yeah, that's reasonable though. Yeah.
Yeah, because like I feel like I've just like made it too far in my career to like give it up because of a fucking internet clip. You know?
That's way better than like before. You were like worried about what the other people, random people, were saying. You know, like Bob 3527. You know, like those random.
I mean, yeah, sure. Actually, I don't really care, bro. Like, honestly, call me a Bob. I don't care. Like, dude, that's the most you got.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bro, yeah.
But like, obviously, I don't like it. But like, I just feel like I don't care about what random things. Yeah. I care more about like, you know, someone who like would actually matter.
Right.
Like impact your life.
Yeah. Impact my life. Because like, I think especially with like how much cancel culture is going on right now.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just scared.
It's back up, bro. Cancel culture is back. Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
It's so crazy how like in an instant, the most loved person can be the most hated person.
Oh yeah, so quick, bro.
Yeah,
that is true though, bro, because honestly I'm not too worried about the professional side. I don't know why at all,
dude. I wasn't at first either. Yeah,
but then you'll bring it up and I get worried. Like, no, recently I posted a TikTok in my clinic dancing like boom, right?
Yeah,
and I was like
that.
Bro, if any patient sees it low-key, they're just like, yo, is this goofball?
No.
You know what I mean? Because the office is one office, bro.
Are you dancing in the clinic?
I hit a dance at the end of the work, bro.
I seen that.
Yeah. So I was like, shit, should I take it down?
That was a little crazy enough.
Yeah.
But I think for me, it's because like I didn't care at first either.
Right.
But that was when I first started. But like I've promoted from then. So like it's just more on the line.
That is ridiculous though.
And higher.
Yeah, you're high up and you lose your job for a silly 60-second TikTok clip. Like that is.
It happens though.
It does.
Yeah.
It's like to talk to a girl if the rumors are true.
Right.
Yeah, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough, man. Yeah.
So I need you guys to really like just kind of think deep about my one side or the other kind of thing. You know, I want this to be a little bit of a discussion and they're kind of funny.
Okay.
The segment is called What is Harder to Do? Okay.
Okay.
Harder to do.
What do you think is harder to do? Be an actress or be an athlete?
I think it's athlete.
Really?
Yeah.
I said actress.
Actress? Why?
Yeah. I feel like because I've like done a bunch of sports before and I understand the grind that goes along with it. Mm-hmm. So in a certain way, like I understand like the mental grind that goes along with it. Because I was on a dance team, like I understand like how hard you have to work. But like I cannot feel like, I don't think I could ever act. Like I really don't think I would. I am so unserious.
Uh-huh. Well, you meant for you?
Yeah, for me, yeah.
Or like in general. Is the question for you or in general?
I'm just saying it's for me because that's how I relate to it. because mm-hmm. I relate to thinking that being an actress is harder. But it could be like the other way around too. Yeah. You know?
But I'm also thinking like, I thought you mean it in a way of like someone who wants to be an actress.
Oh, right. Because then that would
be very good at it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But for just think of it in your own way. Then.
Oh, my own?
And like, I think it's harder to become famous as an actress than it is to be a famous athlete.
Oh, I'm still an athlete. I'm not athletic.
No, I agree though. I think athlete might be harder just because I feel like there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of actresses too, though, actually. It is tough.
I think athlete, because athlete, you have to be consistent.
Yeah, and to be like the top ones that are actually making money. It's like very, it's just like slim. So slim, bro.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, you know, like if you, even if you're a pretty good athlete, bro, you're not making shit, bro.
Exactly, yeah.
Like nothing close to like a salaried person. So, I mean, yeah, I think athlete for me.
It's tough, bro.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I'm thinking about myself, I'm not becoming an athlete, so I'd say that's harder. But in general,
I don't know. Wait, let me say my take on it, because I think being an actor actress is harder because there's roles. You have different personalities that you have to switch into.
True.
You know,
that is true.
And that's, and a lot of actors also go method, which is another crazy, like pretty mentally draining thing for actor or actress to do. I think that's like, I honestly think it's so insane and cool how actresses are, you know, like when I go see a movie and stuff like that and it truly impacts my soul, I'm like, bro, that's crazy, you know.
That is true, actually. You see those videos about the people where it's like they have to like be the Joker, for example, so for 6 months every day they're like acting like the Joker. That is impressive, actually. Yeah, dude,
I might say being an actor might be harder.
Yeah, because
sometimes like you're just born with like an athletic ability,
true, you know, but you're not
born like acting, like, you know, not everyone can be an actor.
Yeah.
Not everyone can fit that one role. There might literally be one person in this entire world that can be Joker.
True.
But, I mean, an athlete, like, you can literally just be born. You can just be, like, LeBron James' son. You're an athlete.
That is true, actually.
You
know?
you don't really have to try.
You have an advantage as well. Yeah. Actress is actually harder. I switch.
Okay, I have another question. What is harder to do? Give head as a girl or give head as a guy?
Give head as a girl is harder for sure.
Wait, what? Like,
give head as a girl as is harder than giving head as a guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Really? I honestly say the opposite, bro.
Really?
I think it's easy for a girl, bro.
I think it's
yeah.
I think that way too.
Yeah, I think for a guy to do it well
is really hard.
Yeah.
That is true. But I think like,
I so agree with that.
Right?
We're thinking about doing it well in both situations.
But you ain't kind of like gag on anything as a guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, we're taking it like that. Oh, shit, I forgot. Yeah, you're right.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, I forgot.
Bro, it's definitely, it's way harder to do it as a girl.
Actually, maybe I was thinking about like learning the way, the process of learning how to do it is harder.
I agree. Yeah.
For a guy.
Really?
Dude, the guy who are good eaters are very, very slim compared
very
to good
rare.
Yeah.
Girls.
Yeah.
Girls that right do it.
I think. Yeah, I don't know why girls are just, I feel like girls are just so much better.
There's like so many more videos of girls doing that versus like guys, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Maybe it's just because it's normalized.
Also, I feel like you're just around people that are more social. So they might be, and they party more. So they're, you know, like your sorority friends. They're probably better than the average girl.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of girls actually aren't even that good, though. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, really? I see.
Like a regular, like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I think I so. See.
Like a nerd girl.
I feel like they're just as good.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I feel like the quiet ones are like the freaky ass.
No, I agree with that.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Have you like ever like gotten head and was like, holy shit, that was so bad?
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
When you guys
more bad head than good head.
That's crazy, bro.
When you guys give head, when you guys get head, were you ever surprised by like a performance or was it kind of predictable?
Surprised, like good?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm surprised good.
But like, is it usually like you can predict if like you saw a girl, you'd be like, oh, I think it would be good. Is it good usually?
Nah, I can't predict.
You can't predict it.
I can predict it.
You could.
Kind of on their lifestyle, for real. Like, bro, if they're going out, they're kind of good.
Really? Yeah. I feel like sometimes the super hoey girls also just don't know what they're doing. And they just keep doing them, don't know what, you know?
No, right? I don't think so.
I feel like if you're going out and you're social, you're in a sorority, like your chances are you're freaky, you talk about it with your girls, like you're probably good.
That's true.
But like if you're like...
I feel like guys need to learn to like give tips to each other.
Oh yeah, they.
That's why I feel like girls are better at giving head because
you're so right.
We talk about it so much, but guys, I feel like don't talk about it enough. So they're like, "Damn, what I'm doing is amazing." You know what I mean? But like in reality, maybe you guys really don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's true. I've never really gave a tip on how to eat it.
Yeah,
I've given tips on everything else, weird, like how to stroke it. But
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah,
I feel like. Guys, if you're watching right now, turn to each other and tell each other a tip, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I truly believe the world would be a little better if every guy was a better munch, bro.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Share your tips in the comments.
That's crazy, bro.
Everyone's still standing on their answer?
Yeah.
It's 50-50 for this one? Okay, would you rather lose a limb or never reproduce?
Oh, both terrible. What the hell?
Like, what do you think is like harder mentally to get over?
Oh my god, dude. Honestly, the kid not being able to reproduce, dude.
Same.
It's harder?
Yeah, because I think the limb one day you'll be just like, dude, you know what? I don't have an arm.
No, like, I think the limb is harder.
Oh, limb is harder?
I think the limb is harder too.
I was forgetting about, I thought it was like, which one would you rather?
Oh.
No. But it's like, what do you think is harder to like mentally get
limb?
I totally think it's a limb too.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. I feel like, no, reproducing is so, like, that's like very mentally difficult, you know, too.
Uh-huh.
But like for me personally, I think losing a limb was like.
Yeah, your whole like every day is changed.
It is.
It's because if you can't reproduce, like you forget about it.
You think?
No, you don't.
Yeah, like let's say
60, I got no kids.
No, I'm saying like right now, if I can't reproduce, I'm gonna forget about it till like I'm 35.
Oh yeah,
you know, like not even think about it.
Right.
But then a limb, bro, I'm gonna wake up and think about it every day.
But then after from 35, rest of your life, you're gonna be sad
because you can't. Yeah, but adopt. Yeah, you could adopt, and also like you're gonna like you're gonna get married, and you're gonna accept it, and then you're just gonna move on. Like I can't get a kid. But a limb is like you're gonna wake up and look in the mirror every day and be like, yo, I don't got a fucking limb, bro.
Really?
Or you're gonna walk around, you're gonna see people with both limbs and then just get depressed.
I feel like you can accept it though, really.
Yeah, you can accept it though.
Like,
yeah.
Dude, like your whole life you're not gonna, like if you were born without a leg, for example, you have the robot leg.
If you're born without it, then
you
don't know what life is like with it, so you're fine.
Yeah, oh, but like midlife, if you lose it, then it is different, actually.
Okay, but I also don't want to say that just in case like anyone did, because like I don't want them to think that's the most terrible thing to ever happen to you.
Yeah.
But also like, I just feel like the kid thing, you don't live with it though. That's why.
I see.
Yeah.
You could adopt, bro. Yeah.
You could. It's different, though. For
it is different, but, like, bro, if you adopt two kids, bro, like, you'll forget about the fact that you can't reproduce.
Dude, and honestly, some people, a lot of people don't even want kids.
Right. Yeah, it does depend if you want kids or not.
If you, would you ever be able to marry somebody that can't reproduce?
Marry? Yeah, we can figure it out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other methods.
There is. I don't know why it's hard for me to just like I want my own, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
I know what you mean. But
yeah, like dude, I think kids are like that's the point of life, bro.
Yeah.
Like literally, bro. So it's like if you can't do your point of life, it's like, bro, like
why are we? It's just like a little mini Paul running around.
Yeah, dude, that's like the best in the, like why are we grinding now?
Yeah.
Like for also for us, but also for the future, right?
Yeah.
Like
for
you know
sure.
what I'm saying? So I don't know.
If I found out later that she couldn't reproduce, like I'm still sticking with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if I like met her first date and she dropped it, I'm probably like not pursuing it.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah.
I think I'd do the same thing.
Hopefully that's not fucked to say, but like I mean, dude, I don't think it's fucked to say because
it's your own personal lifestyle that you're chasing.
Right.
You're not shitting on anyone else's.
Yeah. Now, I respect the people who are able to like adopt and stuff, though, and show just as much love as their other children. Honestly, I think that's really hard to do.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I think it's hard to do naturally because they don't look like you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is tough. But dude, respects, bro.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's huge respects. Yeah.
That reminds me, actually. Dude, so recently at work, I saw a surrogate baby. Right, so I was curious, would you guys be interested in something like that if you guys had enough money, like, would you go through with the surrogate pregnancy?
Maybe for my second or third.
Second
but
or
like
third.
First one, I kind of want to do it.
Oh, you do want to experience it.
I agree.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're basically asking another girl to
carry it for you.
Yep. Yeah.
But it's like your kid, right? And it's your wife's egg, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about it, bro. And like, kind of is, I don't want to bring back that question we talked about the past two episodes. But when we were talking about that, I realized like, if you're a dude with a lot of money, you could just pay for that surrogacy and then you could drink with your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. But also.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if I trust another random woman.
Yeah, it is a little. Yeah.
It's all vetted, though.
Yeah. And those women do that as their job.
Yeah. Oh, they do it as their job, like it, but you also don't know what will happen in 9 months.
Facts, facts.
And you're just supposed to trust that, like, they're going to do it properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or be perfect for 9 months.
Right.
I agree.
I doubt it.
So you wouldn't do it?
Nah.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't do it either.
Oh, really?
I think that's. Yeah. Unless, like, I physically couldn't,
mm-hmm.
I would do that.
Yeah.
But if I physically can, I would carry all my babies.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I want to, but, like, you never know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, we've never been pregnant, so we don't really know how it truly feels.
Definitely not. Definitely
like,
not.
Dude, I've seen, like, so many women being like, I can't do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, it's hard.
It is, bro. And, like, Emily always be telling me she sees these TikToks of, like, all these girls, they look different after, their body's totally different, and it doesn't
totally
go back.
Totally different.
Your feet. Grow two sizes during pregnancy.
That's crazy.
Your nose like, gets massive.
Imagine like
the pregnancy
it
nose.
Fucking like expands uh-huh. that much.
Yeah.
Your stomach's not gonna just fucking snap back.
Right.
Snap back
right.
What's with the nose?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I heard about so that though. Pregnancy
so
nose or something.
You know what I think it is? It's like your hormones changing. Because when people go on Accutane 2
yeah,
and
there's Accutane
control
nose.
That like kind of mixes up your hormones, uh-huh. it kind of changes the shape of your nose.
Fact, it does.
Which is kind of weird.
It does, bro.
But it's a lot of hormonal things change it, yeah.
You notice it, Paul?
Yeah, because Emily's like, bro, hopefully your fucking nose gets smaller. And it got a little, there's like a bump right here on my nose. It got a little down, bro, after Accutane. Like, I see the before and after. I was like, oh.
Your skin is getting so much better, too.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think. I'm scared. Pregnancy, but my mom told me when she was pregnant with me, it was the happiest moment of your entire life.
Aww. Like when the baby comes out, or
no, like during pregnancy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like it's a spiritual thing too.
It's for
journey,
sure,
yeah.
For sure. You're just carrying this little thing with you all day, everywhere.
Attached.
Now that's cool, man. That's
bro.
Sick.
And it's so crazy how like women just forget how painful birth is and then just do it again.
All right, guys, we're bringing in a new segment today. We got my sister Joyce behind as a little moderator for us. We're gonna be doing Are You Smarter Than a Seventh Grader? Team boy, team girl. Anything you got to say?
Let's be real, you guys, we just missed 30 minutes of the segment right now.
Yeah We literally did like 6 questions already and we realized it wasn't even fucking recording. But
what the score was though.
We were perfect. We were one ahead of them. So it was 6-5, but we'll ask another 5. And then loser takes a shot.
Okay.
All right.
The first question is, which sea does Europe belong to?
Which sea?
Yeah. Wait, we talk about oceans?
Yeah, oceans, right?
Or sea.
Yeah, like oceans, seas, like up to your own imagination.
I'm done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It belongs to this sea. But if we're talking about oceans here, it might be... What are the oceans again, bro? I know the Pacific, the Atlantic.
Yeah, there's 7.
Okay, what else?
Right?
Is there, bro? Yeah, it's definitely not Pacific or Atlantic.
The question is, which sea does Europe belong to?
Oh, sea. Okay. Then we locked in. We locked in then.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, that. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Sea is crazy.
Now you got us with
I got the ocean as well.
Okay, next question. Which U.S. state is not a part of New England? New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, or Vermont?
Can you say the options again?
Yeah.
Dude.
A, New York. B, Connecticut. C, Rhode Island. D, Vermont.
Old.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
It's a lock or what?
Yeah. I'm pretty confident.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, but okay, honestly, I'm between these two. Oh, shit, my bad. Wait.
I'm between this one and the last one.
If you know that this is part of it, then I know it's this.
Part of New England?
I don't know why. Yeah. I think it's this one.
Yeah, let's go that one.
Dude, I don't know this.
Yeah, I think it's those two.
Yeah. Type, I was thinking the same.
Or are we talking about?
I don't know if that's how you spell it either.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I think current day New England.
Current day New England? Wait, what?
Or like it wasn't part of the first 13 colonies kind of thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm... If it's that, then it's this. But if it's currently, I feel like it's this.
What the fuck is currently?
I don't know. Which one should we go with?
No. I think it's talking...
Just guess.
I think it's talking about the colonies, right?
I think so. Yeah.
That wasn't part of the colonies?
I don't think so, bro. I think they missed this one back then. I know that the one you wrote was, though.
Oh, okay, then. Okay, yeah, then. Yeah. Lock that in, okay, then. Okay, lock okay, that okay. in, then.
Hopefully we don't get this wrong.
Ready? Right. One, two, three. Rhode Island.
Connecticut.
New York.
Oh my god.
That makes so much sense. That actually makes so much sense.
We were between that and Connecticut, bro. We were close.
Oh really?
Yeah. Fudge.
We were thinking Rhode Island or Vermont.
Yeah, no, those are part of it. Those are part of it. Damn.
Okay. Next question. When you multiply a negative number by a negative number, what kind of answer do you get?
Come on.
Come on now.
Come on, man.
Wait, right?
Wait.
Right?
Whoa. Team boys going up one right here, man. Come on.
Wait, can you read the question, Joyce?
Question is, when you multiply a negative number by a negative number, what kind of answer do you get?
It's this.
No.
They're struggling over there.
Jennifer, no.
Wait.
Speaking. No. Never. Right? Yeah, it's this.
I wonder who's tripping. Yeah. I wonder which one is tripping.
I'm pretty sure it's this.
Oh, no, yeah. Be
right, yeah.
Are we good?
Honestly,
no, that's when. Wait, hold on.
Yo, dude.
No, I am right. I'm pretty sure I'm right. I'm like, I'm very unconfident.
Five.
That was like my initial reaction.
Four, three.
Wait, I don't know if I'm just like two, not remembering math, but
one.
It's definitely not what you said.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready, set, go. Zero.
Is it positive number?
Positive, bro.
Yo!
Bro, wait, what?
Yo!
Bro, I was being gaslighted.
Oh, you were putting positive? No.
Yeah. No. Wait, what? Am I actually tripping with
bro,
this?
You're tripping, bro.
It's wait, a what? Positive number.
Bro, negative 2 times negative 2 is a positive 4.
Bro. Again, you actually.
Yeah. I actually gaslighted.
Bro, you actually gaslighted me so hard.
Dude, no, I thought I was actually right though. So
I thought she had positive, yeah. And you were tripping.
Oh,
no! Dude, I literally was rethinking. I was thinking
where it's like
what?
Multiply.
It's an exponent. Exponent goes to zero.
What goes to zero?
If you multiply by zero.
Yeah.
No, there's another one.
I think that's the main one though.
Nothing goes.
Oh my god, that's so my bad.
Bro, I was actually tripping out for a second.
Dude, I was actually tripping out too.
Nothing goes.
Bro, that's crazy.
You multiply by zero.
Yeah.
No, I know that.
That's
but
what
there's
I was thinking.
One that's like zero.
If it's the fraction of zeros on top, goes to zero.
Because a lot of the things go to one, but not zero.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All good.
Let's go.
Okay. It's a kind of math question.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Bro.
If you're using a 2 feet to 1 inch scale, how tall would a door that is 13 feet in real life be on a model?
Wait, hold on. Let me.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Wait.
Here.
2 feet to 1 inch scale.
Can you repeat it?
Two feet to 1 inch scale. And what is a
13 feet
is a 13
door?
Foot door.
Oh, you're really ready, not like that, bro. Okay, yeah, just to be safe.
You have to, bro.
Yeah, to be safe, yeah.
Right?
That's not.
Wait, whoa.
What do you mean?
No, dude, I swear it's simpler, bro.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like.
Over that.
Wait, I feel like I'm overthinking it now.
I think right. Two. What's two? This divided by this, and then you need one more. Oh no, it'd be seven.
Wait, I fucked up the scale. The two should be here. Actually, I don't know. I really just think it's this, bro. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Wait, yeah. You're right. What am I saying? Yeah.
That was crazy.
I was getting ahead of myself. But yeah, it's definitely that.
Yeah.
Over that.
Yeah. You're showing off, bro.
Yeah, I was really about to do long division. Yeah, I was really about to do long division. And you know I was going too.
I was going. That's crazy. Oh,
yeah.
You guys got it?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Wait, bro. You messed up again, bro.
What?
It's,
Oh, what am I saying?
Yeah, there you go. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
6.5.
Yeah, 6.5.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah, there's no need to do math for that. I just did it in my head. Can I see the marker?
All right. 3, 2, 2.
Yeah. Oh, you want?
First to five.
You just have that one.
Okay. Next question. Okay. Where does gestation occur? The placenta, the umbilical cord, the ovaries, or the uterus?
Gestation.
Yeah. I think it's this.
Wait, can you say the options again?
Yeah. Placenta, umbilical cord, ovaries, or uterus?
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, you are right.
Oh my god.
That's what I think. Or. What did you think?
I've heard that's a possibility as well, I think.
I just feel like that one is I really do think, logical.
Yeah, I agree.
Because where does it get, where's the baby?
Right.
And that's here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
Oh.
Just to let you know.
And what was
that? Yeah, and that was, it starts with the U,
uterus,
yeah.
Ovaries? Or was it ovaries, uterus?
I think it's uterus.
Wait,
on the bottom.
C and D?
C is ovaries, D is uterus.
I don't know why, but I like that one too. I like that answer. Yeah, it's one of those.
Where's the baby like?
All right, 5.
What's the wall?
4.
I don't know.
3.
Yeah.
2.
Yeah, this is
the one.
I think it's this. Yeah. Okay.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Uterus.
Yeah,
let's go. Oh, we almost messed that one up. Oh, okay. This could be the game winner right here. This could be the game winner. If we're going by overall score, we still haven't missed.
Yeah, one more? Or what?
One more?
One more question.
Down to go further. Oh, shit.
No.
Let's just do one more question.
Yeah, I'm down. We did a lot.
Okay. You want me to give you a harder one?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's math. Okay. Factor.
I hate math.
7x squared. Plus 69x minus 10.
Oh, I remember these.
Oh.
What's the way to solve it called again?
It was these things, right? Mm-hmm. Foil.
Foil.
Wait. It's like. Holy shit, I did so much foil and I forgot all of it.
I remember a way to solve it too as well. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Solve for x, right?
Yeah.
You're factoring.
So solve for x?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's looking good. That's looking real good.
You know me. Come on, bro. You saw that in live. You saw that live.
I thought you were going to like show the work how you got to this.
No. Don't need that. Well, that's great. Don't need. Yeah.
Dude, I used to do foil so much and I was so good at it.
No,
that's
right.
I forgot.
Double check that.
No, I don't know. I kind of forgot how to do it, bro.
He's right, teaching math right now. He has to be good at it.
Yeah, you're teaching.
Bro, bro.
You're probably teaching this too.
Yeah. This is algebra too.
If this part is right with no work, that's pretty impressive.
Oh my god, this like unlocked the memory in my brain because I used to do FOIL so much for ACT practice.
That's why a lot of people like math, because there's one answer. Or like, you know what I mean? There's an answer.
It's like a logical way. Yeah.
Bro, it's something like this, right?
No, I know.
It's
you're
something
doing
like
it right.
This, but I don't know the numbers. I can't do it. Oh, wait.
She got it. She got it.
Oh, I got it. Wait.
I'm not a believer in that.
It's like I completely forgot how to do it.
It's hard for it to like come to you right now.
If you give me a refresher, but I'm gonna get this.
Wait. I got it.
You got it?
Yeah. Right. I did.
Okay.
Really?
Wait, yeah.
Okay. You got to solve
for x. 7x minus 1, x plus 10.
You got to solve for x, but yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Can I see your answer?
It's 1 over 7 and negative 10.
Can you circle or square in your answer? Can you box it?
Box it.
Yeah, can you box it?
Why are we boxing it? Is it
wrong? Woohoo!
The girls are right, technically.
What?
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah.
Factor is not the same as solving for x.
Bro, bro, wait, I literally asked you to solve at first solving for x.
That's your fault for not knowing factors.
Oh my god, bro, that's crazy. That's actually crazy, bro.
Y'all got a little too cocky over there, huh?
Wow.
That's actually crazy, bro.
One extended one question, just to make it dramatic.
Honestly, this is the winning point right here.
This is the answer, though. Come on, man.
No, it's not.
No one is.
He did good work.
It's good work.
This was quick, too. This is real quick.
Wait, can you hold it up? Because I'm trying to remember how I did it before.
You skipped the step where you factor.
Yeah. Like the boom.
Wow. I don't know how to do that.
Hop one, J.
Hey, I did it too, okay?
Yeah.
All the way.
Name the four presidents whose faces are carved on Mount Rushmore.
Oh. I know like two.
Here, you can start, bro. I probably know the same one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know one more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know, actually. I actually don't know.
Dude, that one's sounding real good. I don't know. Okay, I don't know why I'm leaning towards that, bro. You could choose, but I'm leaning towards that.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't really know
the last one. Dude, the other one's a great one, too.
I don't know why.
But I just thought of this. Like,
okay, maybe
it just
you know what?
Yeah,
if it just came with you, then yeah.
Yeah,
let's stick with it.
I just popped in my brain.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I was going to go.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. That's the one I believe in, but I thought you were going to go.
Okay, yeah, let's just do it. I don't think it's that one, yeah.
If you got this one, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think it's that, though, to be honest, but.
No.
I think we're like confident with two, three.
One by one.
One by one.
Okay, ready?
Ready?
Ready? Start off with George.
Yeah, Washington. And then we got Lincoln.
Abraham.
We got Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What's the first letter?
A.
Oh, first name?
No, last name.
Last name.
Oh.
Yeah, I know who they went with, but I think we...
We got Andrew Jackson.
We did Adams.
John Adams.
They're both wrong.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Do you want to have both?
Because I like your other answer.
No. I think new question. I'm not confident. That's why.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Who's the last one?
It's Roosevelt.
No! He got it.
It's okay. We get another chance.
We got another chance because we got tied. We tied.
Wow. Okay.
Man, that's crazy, bro. Fuck, it's actually him.
You can flush a toilet and you can be flush with cash. Is this a homograph? Or a homonym.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Bro.
That's a good one. I think it's this.
Honestly, I have no idea.
Yeah. That's pretty close. That's how I would spell it.
Homonym?
Homograph or homonym?
Homonym. What was a homonym?
Wait.
Flush with this homograph? Homogram?
Yeah.
You can flush a toilet and you can be flush with cash.
is this a homograph or a homogrim?
Homonym.
Homogrim.
I think it's this.
Honestly, I'm going to go with your gut because I have no idea. I don't know anything about
you. Yeah, we're locked. Six? We're locked. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Ready, set, go.
Homonym?
Homograph.
Oh! No, that's the upset of the century. What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah.
No.
How do you know that?
Because I used to tutor kids, and I remember this was in a Hagwon book.
Oh. I did not know homograph was a thing. Yeah,
take
like
a shot.
You can use what? The same. Same
I thought I was so
way.
Confident yeah. we was gonna win.
You know what?
I didn't know what the other one
that is
was.
So
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, same. Okay, honestly, I give you guys your respects, bro.
Dude, you honestly kind of like whoa. Made me wonder because you're like, how do you spell it? So I thought I knew you guys were gonna pick Nim.
Oh.
But I was like, no, I don't Jeez. Think so.
You're so right. I used to play code names all the time, and that's a specific category, homographs.
And I feel like they put that to trick you.
Maybe. Damn.
Yeah, because
congrats, guys.
Yay.
Thank
shot
you.
Time.
thank
shot
you, Joyce, time. For being
thank
the moderator.
Joyce.
Yeah.
Joyce has a great moderator voice. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you do.
Hopefully, y'all enjoyed that segment.
Yep.
I guess we got to drink a shot. Or
yeah.
Okay, guys. So
they're going to take a shot now because they lost.
We won. Yep. Bro, that was like. But honestly, that was kind of annoying because we had like six really good questions in the beginning right. and we realized we weren't even pressing record.
See, if we stopped, me and Jason would have won at
oh,
that
yeah.
one.
We
yeah.
would have actually won that
yeah,
one.
We were so close. But
we turned the tables.
Yeah. Yeah. You
what
never
can
knew.
I say?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yep.
I think we should do that next week.
What?
Again, I like that.
Really?
Yeah. But we'll come
fun,
up with like our
more
own
interactive.
Questions. Yeah.
Right. That was fun. Let us know how you guys like that. I know a lot of people are missing the segments
oh,
and stuff.
Fire, bro. What the fuck is that?
That sparkling ice, bro. If you know, can zero I calorie, try? But somehow so sweet.
Bro, yeah.
Let me try.
Yeah.
Tastes like a chisong cider.
Yeah, 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 yeah. A little sparkling lemonade
maybe?
Guy.
Ooh.
But thank you everyone who's been watching recently. I said this before, but honestly, I really want to shout out those ones who've been sticking with us, bro. Those 20,000 fuckers who mm-hmm. don't dip, bro.
Yeah.
Real ones. And I realized too, there's a lot of new people as well. Like
yeah,
some old viewers just dip, and then new ones came in. So welcome, welcome. Make sure to subscribe and let your friends know about us too, bro.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
But yeah, we'll wrap it up here. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everyone that made it to this week, the end of this week's episode.
Yes, sir.
And we're the 9 for 9 podcast, baby. Peace out.
Peace.